The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It is 8:50 on a beautiful Thursday morning. Going to be a really nice day. We'll detail that forecast again coming up in just a little bit. You may have read about this. The EPA has proposed new air quality standards. And on the one hand, you look at that and say, well, that's good. It's going to keep our environment safe and keep the air that we breathe clean. But it comes at a cost. Joining us right now, talk a little bit more about this, the Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Mike Alimo. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for the time today.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you joining us. Maybe you can kind of explain a little bit more about the EPA's new air quality standards proposal and what it would mean for Michigan businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a little context and background, the EPA regulates a number of air pollutants under the National Air Ambient Quality Standards. And particulate matter 2.5 is one of those. And under the Clean Air Act, the EPA needs to look at those standards every 5 years and evaluate whether they're working, whether there's room for improvement, and what the economic cost of making those standards different would be. And so under the Trump administration, they had decided that the standards were working and that there was no need to further reduce those standards. Now it seems like they're making up for lost time, and they're trying to go too fast, too quick with reducing the standards with PM from 12 micrograms to 8 or 9. It's actually not clear, which is also problematic. They're not clear exactly on what the standard is, and frankly, it feels like that's because the science and data is lacking from this rule. So it's very concerning for Michigan manufacturers and industries where, we've been leading the charge in cleaning up our air and reducing air emissions. 78% reduction since 1970. We've had a 44% reduction in particulate matter since 2010. So, industry is leading the charge in innovation and investment into better technologies that will clean our air. But this new standard, if put into place, would unfortunately have the unintended consequences of, really a cooling effect on the business investment community. It would cost businesses thousands or millions of dollars to comply with. And so it's something that has us really concerned about the direction it's taking.
It's not just Michigan. There was a survey taken by the National Association of Manufacturers, and it found that many of its members felt the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a national concern. There's no question. And, that's because right now, under current standards, there are regions in Michigan and regions throughout the country that are already in what's called non-attainment. That means that under the NAAQS, those National Ambient Air Quality Standards, they are not complying currently. And so they're in a plan or some kind of process to achieve attainment. And the challenge we're really seeing here right now is that a lot of the pollutants that we're seeing in the air, particularly with particulate matter, with this PM 2.5 and PM 10, a lot of these are coming from non-source emissions. So think of road dust or vehicle congestion or wildfires. 84% of the particulate matter we have in the air comes from those sources. It's only 16% right now that is actually coming from industrial processes. So the margins for industry to comply are thinner and thinner. And again, we're leading the charge here and trying to innovate our way towards a cleaner economy. But these standards move too quickly and will have the unintended consequence of, really negatively affecting businesses.
Talking with Mike Alimo with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Mike, is this a case where the EPA proposes something more than what they really want to get? Is sort of a negotiating tactic so that they can get something, at least something, being better than nothing in their eyes?
It could be the case. And, you know, that's an unfortunate reality as well, because it forces knee-jerk reactions from businesses. It sends a message to the business community that we're not here to do business with you, that we don't want to support, you know, your investments. You know, we're in a really interesting inflection point with our national economy as we're trying to onshore manufacturing, bring back manufacturing jobs and, you know, a knowledge-based workforce. And these types of approaches to, you know, again, coming from the laudable goal of cleaning, you know, keeping our environment safe and healthy for Michigan and American residents, we all want that. And so we absolutely support policies that will promote a healthy environment. But again, this type of approach really has that effect of, you know, telling businesses, hey, wait, maybe I shouldn't invest here. Maybe I shouldn't move my manufacturing location to America or back to America, right? And so, you know, that's what we're concerned about. And this is only one area where we're seeing this. You know, we're seeing it on other sides of you know, with permitting reform and other areas as well. So, you know, coupled with all of those things, it does send this message to Michigan businesses or national businesses, you know, don't invest here. So that's problematic.
We will continue to follow to see where it goes. Mike, I appreciate you shedding some light on this. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.